Any cat will tell you the holidays can be very taxing. Friends and family crowd the house, upsetting a cat's familiar surroundings. Tails can be stepped on, ears can be pulled by evil toddlers, food dishes can be moved. Peace and solace can be mislaid. Now, going outside offers some relief for some cats in some neighborhoods. But it's cold out there. Cats can't travel back and forth without assistance. Or can they? A new invention helps cats communicate their wanderlust. The Pet-to-Ring doorbell is the invention and registered trademark of Tony Venna. He joins us from New Jersey. Tony, thanks for being with us.
Yes, good morning, Scott.
And the pet, in this case the cat, rings the doorbell?
We like the slogan to say that this is your pet's own doorbell. Now, remember, Scott, we're also talking about the little dog, too.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, my idea came up because of my cat wanting to come in from the cold outside and whatever. But I also realized there's a great need for the product for the small little dog that wants to relieve itself and go out.
Now, on your website, you have a video of the doorbell, an action video, if you please,
yes, of
the doorbell in use. We're going to play the video. I'll try and describe it as I can.
Okay.
Opens, the cat is meowing, wants to be let in, stands up on his hind legs, rings the bell.
Right.
And you open the door. That's your cat, Phoenix?
That's right. That's Phoenix.
How long did it take to train Phoenix?
Well, he learned to do that within one weekend, maybe four or five different training sessions. Hey, by the way, the bell that you hear is a receiver that's inside the pet-to-ring unit. It's important that the pet, when he's being trained, hears the sound. So he associates the striking of the lever, the sound, and the opening of the door. They all take place within a few moments, and that's part of what's called behavior modification. When you buy the product, it comes with an 8-minute video which shows you how to mount it, shows you the training, it shows you myself briefly, I don't photograph that well, and it'll show you quite a few shots of Phoenix ringing in and ringing out. Mm. So we just took that one cut, you know, for the website.
That's a lot of value for $24.95, isn't it?
Absolutely. Actually, Scott, it cost us $25.95 or $26 to put that in the box to ship it out.
But you're losing money, Tony, at that
price.
That's
right. There is absolutely no profit to be made. I'm just hoping that next Christmas this time it is the hottest pet product out there on the market.
Tony?
Yes?
Why not just get your cat, anyone's cat, a cell phone so they can call when they're out?
I should teach my cat how to answer the phone, right?
You mean yours doesn't?
No, he can't do that.
Well, nice talking to you, Tony.
Same here, Scott. Okay. Enjoy it very much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Tony Venna is the inventor of the Pet 2 Ring, 2 like the number, doorbell, speaking from his home in New Jersey. There's a link to his website at npr.org.